And good morning. It's 6 minutes after 7 a.m. Central, 8 Eastern Time. I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio with a look at our state and regional news at this hour.
There were probably 20 kids still here, all shooken up, waiting for their parents to come. Very emotional time.
That's Hart County School Superintendent Ricky Lyons speaking after a tour bus carrying 55 students and parents from Cub Run Elementary School overturned just 5 miles into its trip in Washington, D.C. last night. There were a lot of bumps and bruises, but Kentucky State Trooper Jonathan Bivens says, remarkably, there were no serious injuries.
Nothing that appears to be life-threatening at this time. I don't even believe we have any broken bones. It looks like it's probably going to be mostly minor cuts and scrapes.
Ambulances from Hart, Barron, Hardin, LaRue, and Edmondson counties took the passengers to Hardin Memorial, Caverna Memorial, or Twin Lakes Hospital as a precaution. There's no word yet on what caused the bus to flip over on Highway 728. The kids and their parents were beginning a non-school-sanctioned trip to Washington, provided by WorkStride's student travel company. More than 300 jobs are being cut at the University of Kentucky, including 140 with employees in full or part-time posts and 164 that are already vacant. A university spokesman says the departments most impacted are information technology and human resources. IT laid off 11, human resources laid off 5. Affected employees will receive 90 days notice in lieu of any severance packages. University President Eli Capiluto announced last month that UK would reduce spending to make up a $45 million budget deficit over the next 2 years. In a campus-wide email this week, he said UK has lost $50 million in state funding since 2007. Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor says the direct election of judges on local levels is corrupting the justice system. O'Connor delivered those remarks to members of the Kentucky Bar Association during the KBA's annual conference in Louisville. O'Connor said judges on all levels should be appointed because the money associated with direct elections is corrupting the system.
I worry that the ideal of having your day in court, of having the merits of your case decided without passion or prejudice, is being eroded by threats to judicial independence.
O'Connor says evidence shows campaign cash can influence judges, whether they admit it or not. Kentucky directly elects all of its judges from the district level to the state Supreme Court. O'Connor encouraged those present to change that system. Voters in the western Kentucky city of Princeton will go to the polls August 7th to decide whether alcohol can be legally sold in the city limits. Dan Modlin has more on that story.
Caldwell County Judge Executive Brock Thomas verified that backers of alcohol sales presented 426 signatures to put the measure on the ballot. That's about 50 more than necessary. If passed, restaurants could serve wine and beer by the glass, and packaged liquor stores could operate in the city, but no bars would be allowed because Princeton is classified as a fourth-class city. Voters in Somerset will also be voting this summer to determine whether their city will remain dry. The vote in Somerset will take place June 26th. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.
State Auditor Adam Edelin is launching an initiative intended to bring more transparency to local taxing districts that receive between $500 million and $1.5 billion in taxes and fees each year. The idea is to create an electronic database that will allow taxpayers to determine precisely how much money flows through those taxing districts. Clear, sunny skies right now. Temperatures slowly getting up into the upper 50s. We're looking for a sunny, mild day today with highs in the upper 70s, right around 80 degrees, and just a little bit warmer tomorrow. Stay tuned for more Morning Edition. Now I'm Joe Corcoran for WKU Public Radio.